रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेद से रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः। अरण्यकांड चैप्टर नंबर 14 रावणा कोर्स इज मारीचा। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। सेफ beneficial, practicable and reasonable was the advice of Maricha, but as one shadowed by the approaching death flings aside the medicine that would save him, Ravana heeded it not and hounded on by fate, spoke back harshly and unjustly. Maricha, your advice is utterly useless. You care not to speak in consonance with the wishes of your king, and like seed sown on arid ground, it goes to waste. A mere mortal, foolish and sinful, it is derogatory to my fame and greatness to fight with Rama. He is best punished in being deprived of his wife. You ignore that and move heaven and earth to force me into a duel with him. What a figure would I cut if I offered him fight, who at a word of a weak, miserable woman, Kaiki, fled in cowardly haste from parents, kinsmen, friends and kingdom. Right before your eyes will I make away with Sita, dearer to him than his own life, the wicked wretch that slew Kara and Dushana in battle. That would be a more terrible punishment to him than taking away his life. Now my heart is set upon it, and Devas and Asuras cannot turn me aside. It is extremely presumptuous of you to offer me advice unasked. Your place is but to submit a humble reply should I ask you about the gain or loss, the good or evil, and the advantages or otherwise of any course of action. I came not here to sit at your feet, so your words are entirely out of place. You know not the very elements of how to acquaint a king with news or advice? Servants should, if they desire the welfare and prosperity, humbly submit over joint palms any advice or proposal only after being ordered to do so. Nay, even well-meant beneficial counsels should always be offered gently, politely, and respectfully. They should be pleasant, auspicious, and consonant to the wishes of the master. Do you expect the lords of the earth to notice any proposal, supremely beneficial though it may be, if offered slightly and without any respect? The king is as sharp as Agni, valiant as Indra, pleasant as Chandra, powerful to punish as Varuna, and merciful as Dharma. So he is the five powers incarnate and concentrates in him their boundless splendor. At all times and places, kings deserve respect and reverence in thought, words, and deeds. You are all ignorant of the very elements of kingcraft. Your intellect is hopelessly clouded. Here I seek you out and request your help, and you cross me, rebuke me, and shame me in my own eyes with harsh words and unjust. And I, your king, your kinsman, and your friend, did I come to you to take counsel upon the advantages or otherwise of my intended plan or welfare or my capacity? Once for all, I tell you, you must help me in this affair. It is useless for you to urge that is beyond your power, for I know it is boundless. Here is what I expect of you. Take the form of a deer with a skin of gold, sprinkled with curious white spots. Wander about the ashrama of Rama, ever keeping within the view of Sita. Deceive her and lure away Rama and Lakshmana far from their abode. My purpose achieved, go where you list. Sita is sure to importune Rama to catch for her the golden deer of curious beauty. Draw him after you far away and send forth a cry, Ha Sita, Ha Lakshmana, in Rama's tones. Sita will not lose a moment in sending Lakshmana to help his brother, which he would do of a moment thanks to his absurd love for him. Rama and Lakshmana absent from their ashrama, I am free to carry her away, even as Indra of yore bore off Indrani. Serve my purpose and go where you list. A half of my kingdom will solace you for your trouble. Now up and take the shape of the golden deer, dazzlingly beautiful, for I am in haste to achieve my desire. We go together to Dandaka in my car and return to Lanka along with Sita, all as I planned. Of course, I will not fight with Rama. Should you still dare to gainsay me, I kill you on the spot. I leave you no choice in the affair. You shall do it. they ever come to grief who cross the desires of the kings. Your good genius might enable you to escape with life from Rama, but instant death is yours if you earn my displeasure. So I have placed before you clearly and convincingly both sides of the question and leave you to act as seems best. Mangalam Kushli Indraya Mahaniya Gunavati Chakravarti Dhananjaya Sarva Bhoumaya Mangalam.